Greyhound on a racetrack in Tasmania, which makes three since racing restrictions eased on the 15th of June, just over a month ago. Linkar Lefty was euthanised in Launceston on the 15th of June race meet. Sorry Bill was euthanised down south on the 25th of June. Dennis Anderson is the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. Welcome to Drive again. What was this latest greyhound death?
Yes, good evening. Yes, this was a greyhound by the name of Blackwood Rage. And Blackwood Rage was euthanised at the race meeting last Tuesday in Devonport. Blackwood Rage was 3 years old and he had his first race back in June of 19 and his last race last Tuesday. He had 17 starts in his racing career and he earned $3,600 in prize money. Now, he collided with several other dogs during the race, which led to him having a broken ankle, and then following the race, the decision was made to euthanise him.
So this is the same injury that we've been talking about in the other two dogs that have been euthanised since racing began.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, broken ankles.
How do deaths this year compare to previous years? Of course, bearing in mind that the racing industry was shut down for a period due to the pandemic.
Yes, look, we've only started collecting figures this year, so we're not in a position at this stage to have a look at how many dogs were killed last year.
Mm-hmm. We have spoken before about some of the interventions that can be put in to reduce greyhound injuries and greyhound deaths. If people have missed that, you can go back and listen online at abc.net.au/NorthTaz. Since we had that discussion, Dennis Anderson, General Manager of the Office of Racing Integrity and the Director of Racing, said they have actually implemented lures in the middle of the track, which is something that you've called for rather than the side of the track. Do you have evidence that that has actually taken place?
Well, I viewed the race footage from when Blackwood Rage was killed last Tuesday, and the race footage clearly shows that the lure is on the inside rail.
Have you had a chance to view races in Launceston and Hobart? Have they changed the lure in those locations?
No, look, I haven't had a chance to review them yet.
This same general manager for the Office of Racing Integrity said that he is considering reducing the number of dogs on the track, something else that you've mentioned would make a difference, but wouldn't provide any timeline around when he would make a determination. Is there sufficient evidence to make that call now, or is the jury still out on them?
No, there is sufficient evidence. There was a very detailed study done on it by the University of Technology, Sydney, back in 2017. And they compared the deaths and injuries in six dog races versus eight dog races. And they found that deaths and injuries were reduced. Now, we've also, the coalition, we've done our own independent review of that. And we came to the same conclusions as the University of Technology, Sydney, that six dog races reduced deaths and injuries as compared to seven and eight dog races. Now, the race that last Tuesday at Devonport, where Blackwood Rage was killed, that was a seven-dog race.
Just finally, Dennis Anderson, Taz Racing, we have reached out to them to join us on the program. They've declined an interview and said that this isn't a matter for them, that it is a matter for the Office of Racing Integrity. What's your response to that?
Well, our response to that is that it is a matter for them. I mean, they're a commercial organisation that are profiting from the deaths and injuries of dogs. Now, we believe that in 2020 it is unacceptable to have animal cruelty for sport and entertainment and profit. And that's something that I think that Greyhound Racing Tasmania need to take seriously.
Dennis Anderson, appreciate you joining me on Drive. Dennis Anderson is the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. As you've been hearing, a third greyhound has been euthanised following a race because of a broken ankle, essentially, since racing started up again on the 15th of June, just over a month ago. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this afternoon. 0467 922 917 is the text line. They said that this was a matter for the Office of Racing Integrity, but did say that TAS Racing and the industry have taken a number of positive steps to improve the welfare of all racing greyhounds during their career and when they retire. And we will put their full statement up online for you to view at abc.net.au/NorthTAS if you would like to view the full statement there. It's 1300 361 688. Thank you for joining me, Fran. What have you got to add to the discussion?
Oh, look, thanks, Pira. And I'll have to get away from the computer because I'm sorry I couldn't turn you off the mute quickly enough.
That's right.
Look, bless Dennis and thanks Coalition so much. But I wanted to say that there have been 10 deaths this year already. And given that we've had 10 weeks hiatus of no racing, there were only 9 track deaths last year overall. So that's, you know, we're double the number already. I also want to point out that the night that Blackwood Rage ran, and Dennis mentioned something about 7 dogs, that's only because dogs were scratched because by order of the stewards. And we've got this canine coronavirus ramping rampant around the state. And we really would like the government and TAS Racing and the Office of Racing Integrity just to let us know what's going on. And I also heard Dennis say that TAS Racing said that it was up to the Office of Racing Integrity. But look, they're all in it together. They're allowing dogs to run, as Dennis so clearly points out, on oval tracks, and 10 dogs are nominated every night, for every race, and 8 dogs run. And Dennis is absolutely correct. It's got to be a straight track, and it's got to be a maximum of 6 dogs. And until they do that, and it's easy enough to do it, then we can't take them seriously. But I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to point those things out.
No worries. Appreciate you calling in to add your part to the story as well. Fran Chambers calling in there from the Great Let Greyhounds Run Free Welfare Group, saying that the data that she's looked at shows that there were 9 track deaths last year overall. And this year, of course, we are yet to finish this year, but bear in mind that there is a 10-week hiatus of racing as well because of the coronavirus pandemic, and we have already reached 10 deaths this year. So obviously that's an increase already on last year. What do you think? 0467 922 917.